Hey everybody, Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies. Phew, I gotta work through that every time now. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, and our podcast is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
Our journey.
Yes, our journey edition.
Yes. And this is welcome to another episode. Now, this is this episode is entitled Our Journey, Property Management.
And just be forewarned, these are longer than normal.
Yes, yeah. Just to let you know, if you haven't figured that out from the other 8 episodes, this is number 9.
So funny.
Yeah. So they're long for us. I mean, yeah. Goodness gracious, they're not Joe Rogan 90-minute podcasts. But anyway, this is about property management. So again, now our series, again, this goes back to us being on a cruise ship.
Yep.
And sailing the 7 seas, and then we became art auctioneers, and then after that I was still an art auctioneer, but then you went into the mortgage business, real estate or insurance, and then mortgage, and then we said, well, geez, gosh, because I got out of our art business in 2008, what are we going to do? And so I said, you should do real estate. So we went into real estate, and then we became realtors. We found out how much that was a horrible experience, and so then we went into real estate investing, and then all of the different things there: short sales, mortgage assignments, sub-2s, sub-2 wraps, seller financing, wholesaling, and then we discovered turnkey, and we're like, oh! And so we moved to Ohio because that's what everyone likes to do. They move from Phoenix to Ohio. and then so we moved to Ohio and we're doing turnkey, and then the last episode we talked about starting our renovations company, which we thought that was going to be one of the hardest things we have ever done.
And then
property management said, hold my beer. Well, it's funny, I'll let you talk about all the importance of it, but somebody said, why did you start the property management company? Well, I saw a video. You showed me the video. A gentleman walking through, Lee Kearney, he's walking through his office, and he said, right in here, and he shows the girls inside there working, and he said, that's my property management company. And he looks right at the camera, and as serious as anything, says, no one will take better care of your properties than you will. So have your property management company in-house. And I'm like, well, that's pretty smart. And that was 5 years ago, probably six years ago. Yeah, that was before we actually started Freedom Real Estate Group. But anyway, he couldn't have been more right. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many property managements we went through? How many companies?
I think it's 5. Through?
5?
Yeah.
Well, just 5. Just
yeah.
5.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just 5. And the last one was the doozy. But I'm going to hand the baton over to you at this point before I say any bad words.
Yeah, so you've listened to the episodes thus far, and if you haven't, then really coming to Ohio, started the turnkey company, and then out of that we started a renovations company second, which was yesterday's episode, and property management ended up being third. Now, when we built the turnkey company and came here to Ohio, we didn't intend on building out all the rest of these. We knew that there were a lot of moving parts, and that maybe in the future we would have everything in-house, but certainly not this fast. So we had outsourced this, service. So we had hired a property manager. He wasn't really great. And so we hired another property manager. He wasn't really great. And we got better at hiring every single time, so we thought, until, that there's one thing that they can say to you when they're across the table, and then it's another thing once they actually have your assets under management, and then you're like, do you even answer your phone anymore? Like, you got our business, and now you're just gone. So we went through 5 people. The 5th one, was we had really, really high hopes for that relationship. Unfortunately, it dwindled, and it wasn't, again, I don't think that this person was a bad person necessarily. This person was just overwhelmed. Too much, didn't have the knowledge of how to build a business and scale a business and have it sustainably, doing everything that she needed to do for, the property management. So it's unfortunate that ended, but we said, hey, we're gonna go ahead and bring it in-house. And so we did it, and sooner than we ever anticipated. And it was, like we said yesterday, the 2 hardest companies for us to build was the renovation company and the property management company, because they are just time intensive and hard as heck. The property management in particular, it is not profitable until you get to a certain amount of doors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we weren't even at the number of doors we needed to be profitable, and we were bringing it in-house. So we're just going to have to just suck it up and make it happen because our clients mattered that much to us. We couldn't leave them in the situation that they were. So we said, hey, we'll take it over. At least now we can run down the hall and knock on the door and go, hey, you know, mm-hmm. maybe we suck, but at least we can fix it
right.
as opposed to somebody else sucking and we can't go over there and fix it. We've got zero control.
Mm-hmm.
So we committed to doing it, and it was a really, really hard road. And, you know, we were losing money for a while
mm-hmm.
Until we bought another property management company, brought their staff on.
Mm-hmm.
So we created some of the systems surrounding that other company and what they were doing. So we learned some of those lessons pretty fast. We ended up changing a lot of it only because we decided we just wanted to be different, right?
Yeah.
We wanted to build something that really aligned with everybody's interests
mm-hmm.
because we were owners ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are clients of our own property management
right.
company. And so we said, hey, this doesn't make sense for us as the owners. Like, we're not trying to build this company to make a profit because, quite frankly, even after you get it to a profit, property management is not a moneymaker. So please, if you want to make money, don't go into property management.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, it is the company that saves a company like a turnkey
mm-hmm.
company, right? Because we're going to sell a turnkey product and we can do a damn good job at that finding that good deal, finding it in a good neighborhood, good house,
mm-hmm.
renovating it, leasing it up. And then from there on, after we've done that job in the
mm-hmm.
turnkey company circle and the renovation circle, that little, you know, hub, we have to pass it off to property management. That's the relationship.
Yeah,
for the next
that's
5,
where
10.
That's where they're at the rest
yeah.
of the time. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if that relationship sucks, well, that's the life of the like customer right
uh-huh.
there. So you can do everything that you want over here, but if that one sucks, you lose all your clients. And that's what was happening with the past relationship
mm-hmm.
and why we said, okay, we can't do that. I'm not working this hard
yep.
to lose all of our clients because
mm-hmm.
of somebody else.
Right.
So that was that's kind of property management in a nutshell, but I'll just touch on one more thing, and that is that we have worked as we've learned and grown. We've had it was a roller coaster ride. It has been a roller coaster ride.
Mm-hmm.
We have sucked at times. Every time we sucked, we said, we're sorry. You know, this is something that we did. This is why we did it, so we could have control. We're going to fix it.
Yep.
And we would get in there and we'd get our hands dirty and we would fix it. We would lose money again
mm-hmm.
if we had to fix it on our dime. But at least, again, we had all of that control.
Yep.
And then we got to have opportunities that we're still building upon. Chris Anino, our property manager,
uh-huh.
Is always going, hey, we just rolled out this new thing in property management and this is what's going to help our residents,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is what's going to help our owners. And this is how we've aligned our interests by not charging these fees or
mm-hmm.
these fees. If the owner's hurting, we're hurting,
yep.
right? If the resident's hurting, we're hurting. And we're developing that really nice synergy between our clients and what they do there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's really, really awesome. As painful as it has been to build this company,
mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's
mm-hmm.
just awesome.
And I wanted to make a note, too, that we went through all those property management companies, and it's not because their standards are up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not that at all. I mean, there is like numerous properties that all of a sudden we realized there's no rent coming in from these.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because they couldn't pay. It's just because they never went and got the rent for
yep.
those properties.
Yep. Exactly right.
I'm like, oh, this person hasn't paid in 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see what's going on. Yeah. But that wasn't just one of them. That
mm-hmm.
was almost all of them. There
yes.
was always something crazy. I'm like,
there was a property that had grass, like up to this table. If you're watching the video, sorry for those of you who aren't, but
that's a good 3 feet.
Like, okay. So it was like, and so the city was like sending us letters and saying, you're going to have like an $1,800 fine
yep.
or something.
Yep.
So we call up the property manager and go, what?
Yep.
What? What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, those were fun times.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So pros. Well, number one, one pro is now we have control.
Yes.
You
yep.
know?
Another pro is the think tank of ideas to be better, to align our interests with the owners.
Mm-hmm.
That is my favorite part because
mm-hmm.
as owners, I love that there's a company out there that is saying, hey, our clients are important. That's
mm-hmm.
why we're in business.
Yep.
So let's make sure that we align our interests with theirs so that we all win together.
Yeah, and we took it to the next level too. They're not tenants, they're residents.
Yes.
You
mm-hmm.
know, and we have a really great, we build a really great relationship, not only with the owners, but also with the residents
yeah.
as well.
Yep.
And being more in touch with owner concerns, wants and needs, Yeah.
That's a huge pro to me
yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
we care. We care a lot. We wouldn't be in this business otherwise.
Yep.
You don't get into a turnkey business short-sighted, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a long-term business. You do it right or you fail.
Right. And because our companies are all vertically integrated, mm-hmm. our property management company knows that they need to take care of these clients.
Yes.
And they need to do whatever it is because they know that that's our, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yes.
And that client is our client, you know, the main company's client that buys the turnkey properties, which if they didn't do that, well, the property management company doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a big circle.
Yes. another pro is that we built.
There it is.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not going to even say it. we built out a brokerage at the same time. So because we had to build a property management company, uh-huh. it meant we had to get a broker, which means why not just have a brokerage too? So that all the deals that we were listing with somebody else to put on the MLS mm-hmm. because they were retail flips, well, now we can do it in-house and we get to keep all the money in-house. So that was a big pro that we didn't even anticipate. Yep. And that's kind of a side company, right? We mm-hmm. don't even grow that one because it only serves us by keeping mm-hmm. retails in-house.
The cons. Dun, dun, dun. we knew that we wanted to do it. We just we hadn't planned on it to bring it in so soon. So our hand was forced.
Yes. It's an animal to build out. That was another a con. Property management is, there's so many. I mean, just the fact that you have to get a broker involved means that there's licensing requirements, there's state requirements, there's a lot of things. And so we had to bring on Chris at the very beginning because he had the knowledge to be mm-hmm. able to apply to what we were building out to make sure that we weren't screwing anything up.
Yep.
And there's just so many moving parts.
Yeah. And boy, it's amazing how many property management companies in the state of Ohio are operating illegally.
Yes. Truth.
Woo!
Yep.
And, you know, you serve two masters. We just talked about that. So we got the owners and then you got the residents.
Yes.
You know, so it's wow, but they want this. Oh, no, but they said that they have to have this.
And that is a difficult balance. Mm-hmm. I respect the property management team for, keeping that balance. Mm-hmm. Another con was managing disappointment through the growing pains and things that were out of our control. Mm-hmm. So it was always sad when we got a message and saying, you know, your property management company sucks, you know, and I'm just like, I told you that we were building it out way too fast and to please bear with us and to let me know when something was wrong because I would promise you I will jump in and help fix it. And some of them were so gracious. They're like, Danny, you told me to come to you. And so this is like happening. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. And so it was tough. Yep. So managing that disappointment for our clients, but just us too. Because it disappointed us too that we weren't getting better as fast as we wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, you wanted to be better the next day.
Yes, I did. Ha ha ha.
All right.
Okay. Here's our five.
Okay.
Ready? Risk tolerance.
Okay. Yep. Next.
It goes along there with the renovation company.
Yeah.
It's one of the highest risks you can take.
Yeah.
Time availability.
Absolutely.
Knowledge.
More than any of the other ones, which I didn't think was possible.
Inner circle.
There's a little bit of inner circle involved with this, with finding the right attorneys that know how to do the right property management things and evictions and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Access to capital.
Nope.
I'll say a little bit because depending on how many you're managing, if you're employing people, it's a loss to you.
Yeah,
so
you have to fork
out and pay the salaries until you get to a certain point in which the management revenue is coming in can cover the salaries that you have.
Just see me sitting in a canoe just getting water out and just sitting there not doing anything. Yep, that was us for a good couple of years.
Yep. So that's our property management story and some of the ups and downs. I'm sure if we brought Chris in here, we could be telling stories for hours. Mm-hmm. And some of our other team members who went through the growing pains and building that from the very, very beginning. But tomorrow, we have landed into the arena of having to build an acquisitions company because Flip was our only acquisitions person for the longest, longest time. And something happened that caused us to go, crap. We need to build an acquisitions company. So you're going to hear that story tomorrow.
That's right. And so make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join our investor club to see what we're doing today. And again, make sure you're hitting the like button. And you're hitting the like button because...
this is such a fun series. I just love telling these stories because we don't get to talk about it very often.
And I hope they like them.
I hope you guys like them too.
Yes. And hit the subscribe button and the heart button and the bells and the whistles and the reviews. We like the reviews. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart.
Live Happy.
Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on this show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.